On a warm afternoon, dozens of elephants snack on tree branches and soak in the sun in Pinawala in eastern Sri Lanka. The Sri Lankan government created the Pinawala Elephant Orphanage in the mid-70s to house injured and homeless elephants. Elephants are sacred in this Buddhist country, but they also live in danger from the people they share the land with.
It's an elephant, so there.
On this small island of 25 million people, development has encroached on elephant habitat, and it's led to a cycle of aggression between people and elephants.
We were sleeping in the house around midnight. From over there on the other side, the elephant came and broke the wall.
Angie Magdalene Nona tells the terrifying story of how an elephant broke into her mud hut in the village of Randunawewa in central Sri Lanka. Angie barely escaped, but the attack destroyed her livelihood. She had to borrow about 600,000 rupees, or about $5,000, to repair the damage.
I am angry at the elephants. They destroyed the coconut trees. They vandalized my home. They ate all the rice. They broke all the furniture in the house. They destroyed everything.
Elephant attacks killed nearly 50 people last year and injured many more, and they are provoking a backlash.
People are suffering intense conflict. You could see on a daily basis, the situation is very bad. People are resorting to any means that they can come up with.
Ravi Koria is the president of the Sri Lanka Wildlife Conservation Society. He spent the last two decades looking for answers to the conflict between humans and elephants. He says each year in Sri Lanka, out of a population of 5,000, more than 200 elephants are killed, and the numbers are on the rise. That's why Koria came up with a novel idea. Instead of fencing in the elephants, he fenced in the people. The village of Wahera Galagama in central Sri Lanka was the site of his first experiment. Atula Kamara was a young boy when his family first moved here 25 years ago.
Elephants caused us a lot of problems in those days. They broke into our house 6 times. So in those days people used to suffer a lot. We couldn't make a good income from farming.
But it turns out that good fences do make good neighbors. Agricultural production in the village has doubled since the fence was built.
After the fence was put up, most of these problems were resolved. And now, elephants rarely come by the village.
Dr. Devika Wirakun is a conservation biologist at the University of Colombo. He says the country could benefit by building more fences like the one in Wahera Galagama.
We a lot of times place fences on administrative boundaries, which we understand, but elephant doesn't understand. It only understands an ecological boundary, a boundary between a village and its forest.
He says the country is failing both humans and elephants when it comes to land management.
But what we know is things that we are doing is not correct. So I think it's time for us to try a few new things and find out whether they work or not. If they don't work, then we have to go and look for new other things.
Ravi Koria worries that if the Sri Lankan government doesn't take notice soon, human-elephant conflict could worsen. Hundreds of thousands of people were displaced during Sri Lanka's almost 30-year-long civil war. Now, with the war over, they're increasingly returning to land that in some cases has been retaken by elephants.
Conflict really intensifies when elephants find themselves obstructed, especially when people come and settle down and start to, you know, cultivate permanent, you know, agriculture, permanent crops. That is has a huge impact on elephants' ecology and leads to conflict.
And he says as the country rebuilds from decades of war, elephants need to be taken into account.
You know, it's naive on our part to think of development and leave the elephant outside of it, or consider the elephant some kind of obstacle, a challenge for us to develop role. The elephant is not an artifact, it's a living symbol, a living icon that represents many things that are very, very important to us as Sri Lankans.
Koria says if anything, elephants are one of the country's most important assets. Lily Jamali, CBC News, Waskamua, Sri Lanka.